beautiful music. This is KIXI Dial 91 AM or 96 FM. Seattle.
CBS News. President Nixon held a late Sunday afternoon conference with his chief Watergate lawyer. Later, presidential aides said Mr. Nixon is confident of the correctness of his position. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president is now back in Washington after spending the long holiday weekend in Florida. While still in Key Biscayne, the president spoke by phone with James St. Clair, who will present arguments Monday to the Supreme Court, which begins hearing the case of the United States versus Richard M. Nixon. At issue is whether the president has the right to withhold some 64 tapes and documents subpoenaed by Special Watergate Prosecutor Leon Jaworski. Vice President Ford says he thinks his travels around the nation have been of some help to President Nixon in his impeachment troubles. Ford arrived back in Washington from Dallas. On the way back to Washington, Ford passed the 100,000-mile mark in his travels since taking office last December. Ford has made some 400 appearances in 36 states. The House Judiciary Committee this week enters what Chairman Peter Rodino says he hopes will be the final week of the impeachment inquiry. Former presidential counsel John Dean is scheduled as a key witness this week. Dean is to appear before the panel Tuesday or Wednesday. Former presidential aide Charles Colson is expected to surrender to federal marshals in Baltimore Monday. Colson this week began serving a 1 to 3 year prison sentence for obstruction of justice in the Ellsberg break-in case. Colson pleaded guilty to one count of attempting to smear Ellsberg while Ellsberg was on trial for leaking the Pentagon Papers. In Washington this week, another case involving the Ellsberg burglary incident continues. The defense is making its presentation in the trial of former presidential aide John Ehrlichman and three others accused of crimes in connection with the burglary of the office of Dr. Ellsberg's psychiatrist. More news after this message.
Let's assume for a minute that you have a severe pain in your stomach. You recognize that something is wrong and you go to the doctor right away to get help. But what about a serious mental or emotional pain? This is Buzz Aldrin, your National Mental Health Chairman. How many of us would hesitate to seek help for a mental or emotional disturbance, whether it be for ourselves or for a friend? Science and technology is helping us explore our world and others. I know something about that firsthand. But it's also making it easier to deal with our emotional problems. I know something about that firsthand also. Today, mental health services are available without fear of long hospitalization, impossible costs, and public ridicule. Your mental health association can help you find those services. Our concern is to help in making that important step toward better mental health. Support your mental health association. Citizens who do make a difference.
Secretary of State Kissinger was one of the 75,000 fans who watched West Germany beat the Netherlands 2-1 and take the World Soccer Cup on Sunday. Kissinger, a soccer fan from his boyhood days in Germany, watched the game from the VIP section of the Olympic Stadium in Munich. Earlier, Kissinger had a business meeting with German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. Monday, Kissinger flies to London for talks with British leaders. Last week, Kissinger stayed on in Europe following President Nixon's Moscow summit. Kissinger has been talking with NATO allies about the agreements made at the Moscow summit. Chairman J. William Fulbright of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Sunday expressed the view that some hawks are trying to undermine détente with the Soviet Union.
I believe the people of this country support détente, but it isn't reflected in the Congress. I think I deeply regret this, but I don't know how to cure it. But the organized support centered around Senator Jackson and the Military Affairs Committee and Mr. George Meany is so powerful that we have not won any of these contests. I'll grant they're by very narrow margins, except the SST. Every other real joining on this, I have lost. That is, the side I represent has lost. I even lost, of course, in the recent election in Arkansas. So no doubt I've been on the minority side.
Fulbright was referring to his having lost the Democratic primary for re-election in Arkansas. Fulbright appeared Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Discussing the state of the economy, Chairman Herbert Stein of the President's Council of Economic Advisers thinks the overall position is a healthy one.
I think that the American economy and the world economy is very strong, and I think that we have government policies here and abroad which will assure us that we don't have any world depression or world recession. In fact, I think the likelihood of that is smaller than it seemed earlier in the year.
Stein did say he thinks the government will have to curb inflation and that a tax cut would not be a wise economic move. Stein appeared on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation. The 10-nation Organization of Arab Petroleum Exporting Countries meets this week in Cairo and is expected to consider lifting its oil embargo against the Netherlands. Arab oil producers will also review prices and approve investment projects worth about $500 million. Treasury Secretary Simon is heading for the Middle East Thursday for a series of talks on oil. Simon, the former energy chief, will hold talks in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. Simon is expected to try to get Arab oil producers to lower their prices. Near Montreal Sunday night, two escapees from a maximum security institute surrendered to police after holding a nurse for 4 hours. The pair took the nurse hostage during their escape in a car. Later, police surrounded the car and talked to the men. They also talked with a psychiatrist from the institute. Later, the pair released the nurse unharmed and gave themselves up. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, KIXI.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the terrifying world of your own imagination. There are many fearful places that surround us. Ancient houses where ancient whispers never die out. Evil lands where the light of reason vanishes. But the most horrifying of all lies deep inside of us. Few of us dare look into our minds and hearts and souls. And when we do, we find it more than we can bear. This is essentially what happens in this tale of Joseph Compertino, a young man who looked into the souls of others only to find destruction.
I don't need your help, Father.
I think you do. You told me how much you loved our Savior and St. Joseph. You're not appealing to them now, are you?
I don't know what you mean.
Yes, you do. The incense, the magic circle on the floor, the Kabbalistic figures. You're reaching for the hand.
What if I am? What good did my piety do? I lost my parents, then Effie. Perhaps I'll get some help now.
From Satan? You don't want his help. He doesn't share. He possesses.
I want revenge, Father. I want to see the man who killed Effie suffer as I am. I want to see him in the same kind of torture.
He is, Joe. Believe me, he is in torture.
Our mystery drama, The Horror Within, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Milt Wisoff and stars Don Scardino. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Hello, Ms. Goldilocks here, and welcome to my professional taste testing laboratory. Oh, Papa Bear, Could you bring that case of sugar-free Diet 7-Up over here?
Another case? Ms. Goldilocks, you're drinking the sugar-free Diet 7-Up like there's no tomorrow. You can't still be taste testing it.
Oh, no, Papa Bear. Sugar-free Diet 7-Up has already earned my seal of approval. It's fresh, light, natural. Delicious. I drink it because I love its taste. Now hurry up.
Okay, here.
Mm-hmm. This sugar-free Diet 7-Up really tastes delicious. Ladies, if you're tired of switching from one diet drink to another, take some advice from Ms. Goldilocks. Try sugar-free Diet 7-Up and you'll say, yes, this one's just right.
I'll bear witness to that, Goldie.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? like a good deal. No payment for 3 months on easy credit terms.
But, dear, do you think we can meet the payments?
She's right, you know. Shop for credit as carefully as you shop for products.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. And before you decide to buy anything on time, ask yourself if you can make the payments out of your regular income. How far is your credit extended now? Have you any credit or cash reserve to cover an unexpected illness or a loss of your job?
Gee, maybe I'd better think it over. Thanks for your advice.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
It has been said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. In our weird tale, the journey of 1,000 horrors starts in the light of day in a most prosaic fashion. Joe Compertino, who has been orphaned, is on his way to visit his uncle in the city. He waits in a diner for a truck driver to finish his meal.
Have something to eat, Joe.
I'm not hungry.
Well, how about a sandwich or some soup? Hey, it's chowder. It's nice and thick.
No, Effie, I don't want any. I've got to save the little money I have. It's a long trip.
Oh, I wish I were going, too.
Any place is better than this.
Oh, it's not a bad town, Joe. The people don't mean any harm.
Oh, sure, they don't mean any harm. Calling me a nut all the time, making fun of me.
Oh, now relax, Joe. You're getting excited again.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They're not worth it. I wish you were coming along.
Yeah, but what would your uncle say?
I don't know. I only saw Uncle Pietro once, when I was a kid. He came to visit.
Oh, hey, look, Joe, that truck driver is getting ready to leave.
Oh, okay, I guess I better...
Yeah, sure, you better go.
All right, Effie.
Yeah.
And thanks for getting me the ride.
You ready, kid? Let's go. There she is, the pride of the Manchester fleet. Hop in. How far'd you say you were going?
Elk City.
Why?
My uncle lives there.
Well, what about your folks?
Well, they're both dead.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. You gonna stay with your uncle?
I don't know.
Sure you will. Blood's thicker than water, right?
And God makes brothers of us all.
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
Oh, but it's true. God is everything. He creates life.
And takes it away.
Don't say that.
All right, come off it, kid. I was just kidding. I believe in God.
Do you really believe in him? Do you have so much faith that you can feel him close to you?
Oh, well,
I do. When I concentrate, I can almost feel as if I'm one with him. He makes me see things.
Look, kid, maybe you better get some shut-eye, huh? We got a ways to go yet.
I see things happen halfway across the world. Wars, plane crashes, floods. They all come true.
Hey, yeah, sure. You want some coffee? That thermos...
No, thanks. This is a fast day for me. Like my namesake, St. Joseph. It helps me focus my concentration so I can do what I want to do.
Like what?
Move things without touching them.
Hey, you'd be great in my business. You could offload this truck by yourself.
And like St. Joseph, I can fly.
Fly?
Yes. The Lord gives me these powers.
Look, dummy. I gave you a ride against company regulations because I felt sorry for you. Jenny told me you were a nut, but I said, what the heck? But I ain't going to stand for that kind of talk. I'm a church-going Christian, and I don't stand for no blasphemy. Get your butt out of here.
You'll regret this.
Sure. Just beat it. Take my advice. See a shrink.
Lord, make him see the true light. Lead him from transgression. Thank you, Lord.
Door's open.
are you?
I'm Joseph. Joseph Compertino, Uncle Pietro.
Peter, kid. Pete Compton. Don't you forget it. What are you doing here?
You're the only one I have left.
What?
Papa, he's dead. A fire in the house.
Oh, good Lord. Why didn't you let me know?
It happened so suddenly, and there wasn't much left for a funeral. I just buried him in...
Oh, you poor kid. Yeah. How about something to eat?
No. It's a fast day.
Well, you take after your mother.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, kid. Nothing. Don't have to jump down my throat.
She was a saint. I learned a great deal from my mother about sin and worldliness.
Well, what are we going to do about you?
Just give me a job and a place to stay. That's all I need.
Yeah, I suppose I could use you around the club. You could clean the place, run sandwiches and coffee for the poker players.
Poker players?
Sure, what'd you think this is, a church? I run a little club here where the guys can get together for a little fun. Got any objections?
No, Uncle Pietro.
Pete. Call me Pete, I told you.
I'm sorry, Pete. I mean no harm.
Sure, kid. Now, let me see. Where can you stay? I can't put you up at the house. I haven't got any room.
I could stay here. It would make it easier for me to keep the place clean.
In that case, make yourself at home. Well, how do you like it?
The club is crowded. So many men.
It's a big night. Friday. Payday. Guys want to blow off a little steam. You know how it is. You work in the mill all week. It's a grind. They need something to take the taste out of their mouths.
They can find comfort in the Lord.
Sure, but now they need action. A little gambling's a lot better than some things they could be doing, huh?
Hey, Pete, where's the beer?
Here, Joe, take this order to the table. Move.
But what do you call this jerk, huh?
A hamburger.
No, kid. Well, I am glad you told me. I never know. Hey, what do you know, fellas? It's a hamburger.
Hey, something wrong, Ollie?
Nah, nothing much. Just that I ordered a cold cuts hero when I get a hamburger.
No, he said a hamburger.
Who asked you? Look, Ollie, the kid's new. I'll get you a hero. On the hot.
Nah, forget about it. Hamburger's okay. Just watch him, will you? I think he ain't got all his marbles.
Yeah, watch yourself, Joe. Just be a little more careful in the future.
He's the one that should be more careful, not me.
Hey, Pete, get a load of this, will you? Hey, look at my old card. That's not bad, huh? Well, suckers, it's going to cost you plenty to see what Pete saw. Now, raise the pot that's on the table, eh? Hey. Yeah. Oh, the only one with guts. Okay, here they are, Brennan. Five little hearts, 4 through 8. Straight, flush, pal.
They're not all hearts, Sully. Your old card is a diamond.
Ah, you crazy. It's 4 hearts, I tell you. Hey, who switched cards? Oh, it's you, you little punk, you bird brain. You must have done it when you were setting the sandwiches
down. Hey, come on, Ollie. No, the kid never touched the card.
I'm going to take you apart, Squirt Boy. You're going to be
come on.
One, sorry.
Hey, come on. Come on, slap it. Ollie. What's wrong with you?
It's him. Get rid of him, Pete.
Take it easy, Ollie. You're going to be all right. Hey, get a doctor. Somebody get an ambulance.
It's too late, Pete. He's dead.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's crazy. He thought you had something to do with it.
I didn't harm him, Pete. I swear I didn't. I wouldn't take a life.
Relax, Joe. I know you didn't. Excitement was just too much. Funny about that card, though. Wasn't like Ollie to pluck everything down on a four flush.
I had nothing to do with his death.
Yeah, I know. What's eating you, kid? Come on, spill it. I'm the only family you got.
Nothing. Just nothing.
Okay, don't tell me. I don't give a damn.
Oh, don't be angry, Uncle Pietro. Pete. I wonder sometimes.
What?
Why nobody likes me.
Lots of people do.
Who?
I like you, that's who.
I want people to say nice things to me.
And you gotta learn to give and take. Besides, you keep saying wild things all the time about your powers.
Oh, they're not my powers. They're the Lord's.
You see what I mean?
But it's true. I'm his vessel. We all are. He pours his powers into all of us, but only a few like me can retain them.
How do you do it?
With faith and deep concentration.
You really believe that?
Well, of course I do. And so should you. Never lose faith. If you do, you will never have any hope.
Swell. Let's wrap it up and go home. You've used that brush on the floor long enough. Save some of it for tomorrow. You really think that you can...
I know it. Let me show you.
Oh, hold on. Before you deal the cards, let me cut the deck.
It makes no difference.
Okay, if it makes no difference, let me cut.
All right, I'm going to deal 5 cards face down. We'll both call them.
And if you don't call as many as I do, then you promise to lay off?
I promise. Well, go ahead, cut.
That one. It's the Queen of Spades.
No, Peter. It's the 10 of Hearts. Turn it over.
You made a lucky hit.
Try it again.
4 of Clubs.
Nope. 8 of Diamonds. That's 2 in a row. Still believe it's luck?
Let me see that deck. I know every kind of marked deck.
You're just wasting your time. You open the deck. You know it's legitimate.
Why am I bothering with... Let's knock it off for tonight. Tomorrow's...
Here, watch this. 9 of Spades, Jack of Hearts, and 3 of Diamonds.
Ah, it's a 2 of Diamonds.
All right, 4 out of 5 isn't bad, is it, Pete?
It's not bad at all. Yeah, I don't know what the trick is. We could sure clean up with it.
No, I don't use my powers for profit.
Who's asking you to? You can do an act. Amuse the customers when they get tired of playing. You sit in as a dealer for the house, and when things get dull, you do your stuff. Yeah, they'll get a kick out of it.
I don't like to use my powers lightly.
Do you want to keep on eating? Okay, forget it.
Well, just this once, Pete. But don't ask me again.
A deal has been made between Joe and his Uncle Peter. It seems so simple and so innocent on the surface. But like most seemingly simple matters, who knows what currents and eddies swirl beneath the surface? We will, I trust, know more when we return shortly with Act Two.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Is on fire, Mabel. We've got to make a run for it.
But, John, there are 700 savage Indians out there, and the river is rising.
I know, my dear, and this is the worst blizzard in 50 years, but never fear.
Do you have your rifle, John?
I have it, Mabel. Come, my dear. It's only 90 miles to town.
Oh, John.
Run now, Mabel.
Some folks just can't help having their blood pressure go up sometimes. But it usually goes back down again when things settle down.
We've made it, Mabel.
Oh, John, you're wonderful.
Yes, it's when the blood pressure goes up and stays there that you have hypertension or high blood pressure. Hypertension adds to the work of the heart and can set the stage for heart attack and stroke. Your doctor can diagnose hypertension, and he can treat it effectively. Your Heart Association suggests that you see him regularly for a checkup.
What now, John?
I don't know. I've lost the script.
We all know that small compromises can lead to large disasters. The pretty lady verging on plumpness, who diets with might and main to keep her poundage down, knows full well that one excursion into the land of calories can mean a plunge into the worlds of pounds. Shall we then wonder that Joseph's consent to turn his powers to profits for his uncle will inevitably result in the loss of all he holds dear? We shall see as we return now to Act Two of The Horror Within.
That was great, kid. The suckers loved it.
Yeah.
I thought Handelman would have a fit when you called his whole card.
He thought I was cheating, using a marked deck. He wouldn't believe me even when I told him to pick any deck.
Well, don't worry about it. That's just his way. Come on, let's go back to the kitchen.
You got a surprise for me?
That's right.
I don't mind doing the dishes.
I hope you can't read everything I'm thinking.
I don't try.
Good.
Joseph.
Effie.
How about that, kid? You didn't get the whole message.
What are you doing here?
Well, your uncle, he said I could work here.
Sure, why not? Business is good. We need another hand. I figured since you and Effie used to get along so well back home.
Thank you, Uncle. Pete.
Forget it. Just make sure you get the dishes done before we close. Huh?
I've been looking for the cleanser.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll do them. You just sit right there.
Oh, no. I'll wash you dry.
You sure?
Well, of course. Listen, I want to earn my way. Boy, your uncle's a fine man.
No, he is. Even though he blows his top sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose you don't. Joe, you still do tricks?
Well, they're not tricks, Effie. I followed the example of my patron saint, Saint Joseph. And I concentrate my powers like he did. Watch. This knife.
Yeah.
Hold it in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, now keep still. Very, very still.
Joseph, it's getting warm.
Mm-hmm.
It's bending.
There.
Oh, hey, that's wonderful. That's just like a magician I saw once.
It's not magic, Effie. It's a natural power. I read somewhere that most of us use only a small portion of our brain potential, less than 5%.
You mean that anyone can do what you just did?
Sure, most people can. I'm sure of it.
Oh, hey, Joe, will you teach me? Will you show me how you did that?
If you want to, I can show you that and much more.
Like what?
Well, like hear what I have in my mind without my saying a word.
Hey, that'd be neat. We could talk and nobody would hear us.
I could show you how to move objects from across the room.
We could clean up from here.
I could even teach you how to fly.
Yeah, like Peter Pan. Hey, look, I'm flying.
Hey, you mustn't joke about it, Effie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joseph. Listen, I wasn't making fun of you. I was just happy.
Never make fun of me, Effie.
You're frightening me.
It's all over now. Let's finish the dishes.
I promise, Joseph. I'll never do it again.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, it looks beautiful, Pete. Just beautiful. I mean, I can't believe it's the same club.
Nothing to it, Effie. Fake brick. Tile ceilings and a few yards of drapes. Didn't cost much to change from poker to a supper club.
But do you think it's wise?
Look at the mob. The joint's packed.
People are dressed so nice, too. Hey, maybe we ought to pitch in and help, huh?
No, nothing doing. You and Joe are my star attraction.
Well...
Now, you do the act like I seen it, and we can't miss.
But that was just for Effie and me, Pete. I don't want to perform. Well, not in front of all these people.
Are you scared, kid? Well, that's natural. Everybody gets stage fright.
No, it's not that. I told you before, my powers are between me and St. Joseph. I can't do it for money.
What's the difference if you do it in the back room or out here?
Well, he's right, Joe. You can't hurt anybody with a little fun.
A little pleasure can help brighten up people's lives. That's you, Joe. What do you say? I'm going to introduce you and Effie. If you want to let me down, that's up to you. And now, folks, settle back. I hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Oh, boy, roast beef was fit.
Good. The Cafe Compton presents its star attraction, the amazing Joseph and Company. They'll entertain you with an act never duplicated before in the history of the entertainment world.
Yeah, sure.
They'll read your thoughts, perform illusions. And here they are, the amazing Joseph and Company.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My assistant will be seated on the stage as I go through the audience. she will receive the thoughts I send to her across space. You can give me any kind of message or clue, and I will transmit it to her. I am in touch with a lady who has a question.
Is her name Cindy?
What?
That is correct. She wants to know if you can tell her what color dress she is wearing.
She is wearing a blue gown with sequins. It is a size 8, I believe.
Just the color was enough. All right, you, sir. May I have your note?
Thank you.
This gentleman wants to know if his partner is cheating on him.
Your wife is perfectly faithful, sir.
Well, I don't think that's what he meant, but I'm sure he's happy with the answer. One more question, please. One more question, please. Yes. This man wants... He wants to know...
Mr. Handelman, I can read a great many thoughts in your mind. Your check is $28.90, and you want to know if a $2 tip is enough. It is not.
Joe, you were great tonight. Just great. Everybody loved your act. Hey, I better get out front now and help close the place down. We'll have a bite to eat later, okay?
Sure, Pete.
That Handelman. I hate him.
I know, Joey. Listen, you frighten me. And that's why I made a joke out of it. Joe, you wouldn't...
No, of course not. I'm a servant of the Lord. I do his bidding. That's why I wonder about all this. I feel it's wrong.
It's a lot better than what you wanted to do to Handelman. Joe, you think you could really... Do what you...
If God wills it.
Oh, well, then you never will, because he preached love.
It's hard for me to feel love for someone who...
How about me?
I love you, Effie. With all my heart, I love
you. Well, then let's get married, Joe. Let's get married tonight.
Tonight? But how can we?
We'll go to Rapid Falls. There's a justice of the peace there.
Effie, no. We'll wait and get married properly in a church by a priest.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Joe, but let's do it soon.
I'm happy that you want to marry me in such haste.
Yes, Joe, please, let's get married as soon as possible.
Well, that sounds more like desperation than romance.
I can't explain it, Joe, but I don't know, I feel... Well, like something terrible is going to happen. I want to be your wife, Joe. I want us to be together for the rest of our life. No matter how much time we have left.
Good evening, Father. Am I late?
No. You're the first one here, Mr. Compton. We have lots of time for the rehearsal. Is your nephew's family coming too?
Well, I am his family. All that's left of it.
And the bride-to-be?
She has no one else but Joe and me, Father. I wonder what's keeping him.
No, here comes the young man now.
Joe, where you been?
I called for Effie and she wasn't there. Is she here?
Well, no. Don't worry, she'll be along in a minute. Probably had something to do.
No, it's not that.
What is it?
I can see her. She's walking past the library. And someone is stopping her. She's frightened. I must go to her.
Oh, what was that all about?
Joe, my nephew, he's not like other people. He feels things, sees things. I better call the police, Father. May I?
Well, certainly, if you feel it's necessary.
She's gone, Pete. Effie's gone.
They'll find her, Joe. Just take it easy.
You don't understand.
Sure I do. You're upset. Now, come on inside the house. We'll have a cup of tea.
He's right, Joe. There's nothing you can do now. The police are searching the town.
I can't help. I feel so useless. I've got no contact with her. I can't reach her. She must need me.
Don't even think about it, Joe. Just come inside and rest. We'll wait with you.
You may have been wrong, Joe. I mean, about what you think you saw.
I didn't think I saw, Pete. I know I did. She was in trouble, I tell you. And now, nothing.
There was no sign of struggle at the library. No one witnessed anything.
You don't believe in me?
Should I?
Yes, I have the powers given me by the Lord. You are his servant, too.
Are you sure your powers are from the Lord, Joe?
As sure as I am that my name is Joseph, I have devoted my life to him and the ideals of St. Joseph. And I have been heard.
Explain it to me, my son.
Why? So you can laugh at me?
No. I want to help you.
Help me. Yes, Father, help me.
Then go on.
My mother was a saint. She taught me to worship, to revere the memory of St. Joseph, to follow in his footsteps. I tried. I poured all my energies into being one with St. Joseph. I learned how to direct all the forces of my mind and soul. Even when I was very young, I could make objects move. I could see things that happened far away. Then one day she was gone and I was bitter.
That's understandable.
Well, for a while, I used my powers for wicked things. People turned against me and I became an outcast. Even my father drew away from me. Then my father was taken from me. I saw the light. I heard the blessed voice of St. Joseph, and he told me to return.
And you're sure the voice you heard was St. Joseph's?
Well, of course. Well, who else could it have been?
Who else, Joseph?
No, Father, no. The voice did not come from within me.
Joseph, there are forces of good and evil in the world. And sometimes it's difficult to tell one from the other. Perhaps it was not the voice of heaven you heard.
Good house tonight. Oh, we're still mobbed. Why don't you get dressed, Joe?
In a minute. Any news yet about Effie?
Not a word. Cops are still on the lookout, but they haven't found anything.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I told them where it happened and exactly what he looked like.
Well, there must be hundreds of guys in town that fit the description you gave. You got to understand.
I don't want to understand. I want to find Effie. I tell you, Pete, I saw her just as clearly as I see you now. She was walking by the library, and this guy passes her. Then he turns back.
Joe, the cops know all that.
Well, then why don't they find her?
Hello. Speaking. What's that? I see. Sure, I understand. No, he's here with me. Yeah, we'll be down.
What is it, Pete? It's Effie, isn't it?
Yes, Joe. The cops. They found Effie.
Well, is she all right?
Bad news, kid.
I want to see her.
You will, kid. They want us to identify her.
Identify her? What are you saying, Pete?
They're waiting for us. At the morgue.
All that we feared when Joe agreed to do his act at Peter Compton's club has come to pass. Effie is dead at the hands of a madman. And Joseph Compertino says he was a witness to what happened. It hardly seems possible. But then again, I'm sure you will agree, the impossible is becoming the usual with greater frequency these days. We'll know more when we return shortly with Act 3.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of today's concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is what you need to get you there and back, especially if you plan to travel even just a little. Range is one of the things that help make the Buick Apollo such a special small car. A small car with range. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Holds a lot of people, too. There's room for six in Buick Comfort. And the ride is Buick, too. In fact, the only place the Apollo may deviate from your conception of a Buick is in its low price. Look into the Apollo. It's what you'd expect a Buick to be, and a lot more than you'd expect a small car to be. Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars. A few good men. That's what the Marines are looking for. A few good college men who want to lead. Men who have enough on the pole to be eligible for PLC. Platoon Leaders Class. Not everyone can make it. It takes brains. It takes muscle. And summer training is no picnic. It takes men who want a real challenge. The challenge of leading Marine ground troops, flying sophisticated Marine aircraft, or serving as Marine lawyers. If you're one of the few who can make it, there's financial assistance available during school. Up to $2,700 over 3 years. There's even free civilian flying lessons for qualified men. PLC Ground. PLC Air. PLC Law. For a few good men.
To find out who killed Effie, Joe must make the journey we all fear. He must look deep inside himself and trace the murderer in his mind's eye. The problem is, what more will he uncover? For if you look into any man's heart and mind, you will always find at least one black spot which he has tried to keep concealed.
Why are we sitting here, Pete?
Because the lieutenant asked us to wait. He'll be back in a minute.
She looks so different, Pete. Like a poor imitation.
Don't think about it, Joe.
I can't think of anything else. I've got to find the man who did it. I'll never rest until I find him.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I had to check a few things out.
It's all right, Lieutenant.
Now, Joe, you don't mind if I call you that?
No.
Good. When did you see this taking place?
Well, Pete and I were at the church waiting for Effie when it flooded my mind.
And what time was that?
It was about 6:30, 7.
I see. And was that the time you felt it was actually happening?
I guess so. I hadn't thought about it.
Well, think about it. Were the streetlights on? Do you remember anything that might give us a handle?
Well, it seems... Well, the library was closed, but the streetlights weren't turned on.
Well, that would put it at about 5:30. But you saw it happen in your mind about an hour or so later, huh? Can you explain that?
No, I can't.
Well, did you actually see them go off together? Did they get into a car?
No. Well, I mean, I don't remember. All I know is I can see them together, and I knew something bad was going to happen.
What's this all about, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm just trying to get things straight. You know, there are some loose ends here.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, we found the body off Highway 50.
That means she was in a car when she died.
No, it means she was in a car when she was thrown off on the side of the road. She died hours before then.
You mean to say she was thrown out in the middle of the day and no one saw it?
Oh, it wasn't in the middle of the day. Doc Hadfield estimates she died about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, with this new daylight savings time, it must have been pitch black when he...
That's right. That means, Joe, your mind's clock was off about 12 hours. Couldn't have seen her walk past the library when you said she did.
I can't believe it. Joe, didn't you talk to Effie today?
No. But she said she was going to the city to do some shopping. She said she'd be away all day and meet us at the church for the rehearsal.
But you called her?
Just before I left to meet Pete. I wanted to see if she got back earlier.
And she wasn't there, obviously. Now, who answered the phone?
Nobody.
Where were you early this morning?
In bed. Asleep. Say, what's going on?
Well,
why all these questions?
Every little bit of information helps.
I don't like it. Can I go now?
Yeah, of course. Just stay around where we can reach you, Joe. We may have some more information later, and
maybe some more questions.
Joe? Joe, open up.
Were you asleep?
No, I was just thinking.
Did you eat anything today?
Yeah.
I'll bet. You haven't moved out of your room for days.
I'm sorry about the club, Peter.
That doesn't matter, kid.
But it's all my fault.
Forget it.
I've got no future without Effie.
You cooking something, kid?
No.
It's funny, I smell something burning.
Oh, it's incense.
Oh, you're not going through that again, Joe. Forget that stuff, kid. That's not going to bring Effie back.
No, but it will put me in contact with her murderer.
Don't do it, Joe. It's not right. I spoke to Father Coyle about it.
You had no right.
He says you're literally playing with fire.
He doesn't understand either.
Why don't you explain it to him? Let him help.
I'm not leaving here until I see things clearly.
You don't have to. I brought Father Coyle with me. You can come in now, Father.
How are you, Joe?
I don't want you here, Father.
Your uncle asked me to help.
I don't need your help.
I think you do. You told me how much you loved our Savior and St. Joseph. You're not appealing to them now, are you?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do, Joe. The incense, the magic circle on the floor, the Kabbalistic figures. You're reaching for the hand...
All right, what if I am? What good did piety do? I lost my parents, then Effie. Perhaps I'll get some help now.
From Satan? You don't want his help. He doesn't share. He possesses.
I don't give a damn if he swallows me whole. I want my revenge, Father. I want to see the man who killed Effie suffer as I am. I want to see him in the same kind of torture.
He is, Joe. Believe me, he is.
Hello?
Pete, wake up. It's me, Joe.
Yeah, I'm awake. You know what time it is?
Yeah, I know. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Sunday morning. Don't you ever sleep?
I will, after tonight. Pete, I've got him.
I don't feel up to riddles, Joe. Who you got?
That slimy monster who killed Effie. I've got him dead to rights.
Now, look. Don't do anything stupid, kid. Let me call Lieutenant Tawney. He can have
him. No, Pete. I don't mean I have him in my room. I've got him in the mind. It worked, Pete. I've been put in touch with him. I want to go on tonight.
Joe, without Effie, you haven't got an act.
Oh, yes, I have. The biggest show I've ever done.
Well, I don't know.
Please, Pete. Don't stand in my way.
You're asking me to walk in the dark, Joe. Square with me.
I can't, Pete. You've got to trust me.
Then why can't you trust me?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
All I can tell you is I'm zeroed in on him. I've got him in my sights, and you can help me nail him.
How?
Well, billboard my return to the club tonight. Play it up big. Hit the murder angle. Promise the suckers a startling revelation. I guarantee he'll be there. He won't be able to resist the bait.
I appreciate your coming down, Lieutenant.
That's okay. I haven't had a night out in a long time.
You know Father Coyle?
Yeah, sure do. How are you, Father?
As well as my age and my infirmities permit. How do you like the view, Lieutenant? Isn't it grand?
Nearer the angels, Father. Nearer the angels. You got quite a crowd here tonight.
It's all that publicity about Effie. The buzzards are out in full force. They want to see Joe in action and maybe witness something else. Well, that's the cue for Joe's act. I got to introduce him. Just stand by. I'll be back. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for the star of our show to make his appearance. And here he is, the man you've been waiting to see, the amazing Joseph.
Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to skip the usual stunts. I'm not going to waste your time on the usual card tricks and memory gimmicks. I'm going to attempt something never seen before on any stage. But I'll need your assistance since I do not have... Well, since I'm working alone tonight. With your help, I'm going to reach into your minds and read your thoughts. If you have a problem, concentrate on it. With divine guidance, I will resolve them for you, if there are any answers. All I ask of you is quiet, complete silence. Remember, if you have a question, concentrate on it. You're doing fine. I see thoughts swirling in space. Is there a young lady whose initials are J.L. in the room?
Hey, that's me!
Good, good. Would you please stand up? Now, concentrate on your questions. Yeah, I see a ticket in your purse. Would you hold it up, please? Thank you.
Well, what are you...
Now, that's an airline ticket to Las Vegas. Am I correct, please? My advice is follow your mind, miss. Don't use that ticket. Wait until you can pay your way. Thank you, thank you. Hold it, folks. I have another message. Another message coming through. George? George, I can't tell whether your last initial is B or V. George, will you stand up, please? Well, I have good news for you, George. You can stop worrying about your mother. It's not what you think at all. Her pains will disappear soon, and she'll be as good as new. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the signals are fading, folks. I want you to let your minds go blank. There. That's it. I feel it coming through now. There's a dark thought taking form. Evil. Malignant. You're coming through now. I read you loud and clear. Will the man with the mark of Cain upon him stand up? I don't blame you for hiding. You've committed a terrible sin. There's only one way out for you. The Bible says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And a life for a life.
Stop it, Joseph!
I called for silence.
What you're doing is wrong!
He must pay for his crime, Father.
It's not for you to judge, Joseph. Don't try to play God.
I am his instrument.
Are you sure, my son? Look into your own soul. Judge not, lest ye shall be judged.
I have nothing to fear.
Nothing, Joe? Think about it. Where were you when Effie died?
In my room.
No, you weren't, Joe. 6 o'clock in the morning, Joe. Where were you?
She was wicked. She was everything my mother warned me about. I worshipped St. Joseph, and she laughed at my piety. She was carnal, and she tried to keep me from my vows of sanctity. St. Joseph, in your name...
That's blasphemy, Joe!
I removed her from my life for your sake. I exercised her as though she were a cancer on my soul.
Pray for forgiveness, Joe!
I was tormented all night. I went to her early and I begged her to leave me. She refused. I told her we would go to Father Coyle and ask for his guidance. She struggled in the car and tried to run away. I stopped her. She was like a bird in my arms. A poor dead bird.
Come with me, Joe. Everything will be all right. Come.
No. No, I must go with St. Joseph.
What?
I must... Give me the power, St. Joseph. Let me fly to you.
Don't! Don't, Joe! Stay away from the window!
What's happening? Look at that!
I can't believe it. Look, he's suspended in space. He's standing free.
Poor Joe. Poor Joe. He tried to reach for heaven and hell at the same time. He stumbled somewhere in between.
Don't take it too hard, Pete. That end somewhere.
Yeah, but not on the streets. You really think he killed Effie?
Yes. Part of him did.
None of us are saints, Peter. We're good and evil intertwined. Most of us can keep the worst of our nature in control. Joe couldn't. He was split right down the middle.
Well, one thing is sure. He paid his dues. Let's get him out of here and mark his account paid in full.
Hello,
The worst we feared has happened. Joe took the fearful chance of looking deep inside himself for truth and found that the truth was more than he could bear. I'll be back shortly.
Don't let anyone con you into thinking it's wrong to turn in a heroin pusher. You're not ratting. You're doing your part to wipe out one of the most insidious epidemics racking our country today. So don't let anyone kid you. If you really care about the quality of life, if you really care about improving society, you'll do everything you can to get the heroin pusher off the street and into jail where he belongs. If you have information about a drug pusher, use the heroin hotline. The number is 800-368-5363. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. The number again is 800-368-5363. A trained operator will answer your call, take your information, and pass it on to experienced federal agents who will investigate. You'll make your own special contribution toward helping us wipe out what President Nixon has called public enemy number one. Call 800-368-5363.
And so we close the entrance to the cave where murky waters run deep, but not always still. From time to time, we hear the evil rumbles of the coursing stream, but we manage to ignore its babbling and save our sanity thereby. Joseph Compertino lost this knack that civilized man has developed, this veneer that hides some of the ugliness within. He paid dearly for it. Our cast included Don Scardino, Dolores Sutton, Joseph Julian, Robert Dryden, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Oh, what are you staring at?
That bracelet.
Yes.
Well, how dare you, Mrs. Watson? That was my wife's bracelet.
I know.
Well, what right do you have
to
wear...
She told me I could have it. She whispered it to me.
Well, that's a lie.
The day she died.
It isn't true.
The day she died of, Oh, what did the good Dr. Pearson say? An infection? Nobody questioned dear Dr. Pearson's diagnosis. How fortunate he signed the death certificate without questioning it himself.
You couldn't prove anything.
Of course not. I couldn't prove anything, but... Now, if they were to exhume the body and perform certain tests... but they would never do it unless someone suggested it strongly. And as of right now, I don't plan to suggest it.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by New Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
President Nixon is back in Washington, where his lawyers are getting ready for an historic presentation before the Supreme Court. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. Nixon's chief Watergate lawyer, James St. Clair, is scheduled to appear before the Supreme Court Monday morning to argue why the president should not be required to turn over tapes of 64 conversations. Mr. Nixon has refused to turn over those tapes on grounds of executive privilege. The tapes have been subpoenaed by Special Watergate Prosecutor Leon Jaworski, who argues that he must have these tapes as evidence in the upcoming Watergate cover-up trial. Republican Senator Carl Curtis of Nebraska predicted on Sunday that if the issue of impeachment comes before the Senate will not vote for conviction. Curtis explains why he thinks so.
I think that if it comes to the Senate, that the very seriousness of it the effect upon our economy, our country, its effect abroad. That'll be a very sobering thing. And I believe that the vast majority of senators, way more than a majority, will seriously weigh the evidence and that they won't come anywhere near a conviction.
Senator Curtis is also calling on the House Judiciary Committee to disqualify itself in the impeachment inquiry because, Curtis says, several committee members have received campaign contributions from the AFL-CIO over the years. The AFL-CIO has called for the president's impeachment. Curtis appeared on the ABC News broadcast, Issues and Answers. The president has scheduled a meeting today with Vice President Ford, who was in Texas for the weekend. Phil Jones was traveling with Ford.
Aboard Air Force Two, 140 miles out of Dallas, headed back home to Washington. Vice President Ford becoming a member of the 100,000 mile club. Ford, talking informally with reporters, was asked if all this travel has helped reduce impeachment pressure against President Nixon.
I don't think I'm the best judge of that. I have made a few comments that I think might have been helpful, but I think the evidence itself speaks for itself that there isn't evidence that is impeachable under the definition in the Constitution.
Ford says his relationship with the president is better than it was 100,000 miles ago. Joe Jones, CBS News, with the vice president aboard Air Force Two.
Secretary of State Kissinger is scheduled to fly to London Monday to continue his briefings of West European leaders on what happened at the Moscow summit. Kissinger spent the weekend in Munich, where he met with West German Chancellor Schmidt, Foreign Minister Genscher, and President Scheel. German officials say there was full agreement on such issues as East-West relations, nuclear weapons, and the European Security Conference going on now in Geneva. Kissinger took time out from his official duties Sunday to watch West Germany beat the Netherlands in the World Cup soccer championship. More news after this.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergy to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. And it's an ingredient in Contac. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contac is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contac. Take Contac only when needed, only as directed.
Police in Montreal are holding two escaped prisoners who took a nurse hostage and held her for several hours Sunday before finally surrendering to police. The two teenage prisoners made their escape in a stolen car. Police followed. When the getaway car ran out of gas, the prisoners demanded some money, a loaded revolver, and safe passage out of the country. A psychiatrist who had treated the two men in prison was able to persuade them to give up. New York City narcotics policemen arrested a 17-year-old on Sunday on charges of possessing $500,000 worth of cocaine. The youth, identified as Daniel Torres, had arrived at Kennedy Airport on a flight from Munich. The New York policemen say U.S. customs official at the airport failed to find the cocaine in their search of Torres. The policeman, acting on a tip, followed Torres from the airport and arrested him in Long Island City. The policemen say they found the cocaine in false bottoms of the youth's two suitcases. A spokesman for Customs says that Torres was thoroughly searched, but that nothing was found. The Associated Press has taken a survey among law enforcement officials in 17 states this 4th of July weekend, and many of those officials say that the new 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is responsible for cutting down deaths on the highway. As of Sunday midnight, Eastern Daylight Time, the weekend auto death toll was 511, and that's compared with 758 killed in 1972, the last 4-day 4th of July weekend. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.